Malachim Aleph, Perek Beis B. Note, to the length of this Perek, it was split into two shiurim. This shiur starts from the middle of the Perek until the end. In the beginning of the Perek, we learned how David gave orders to Shlomo before dying. David related how particular individuals were to be handled after his death. We see now how Shlomo, acting in accordance with his father's desire, handled Yoav and Shimi ben Gera. Although David didn't specifically tell Shlomo how to handle each person, Shlomo HaMelech was to act with his own wisdom. We left off in the middle of the Perek. Shlomo HaMelech had just realized that Adoniah was trying to assert himself as the new king of Yisrael by Adoniah's request to take Avishag HaShunamit as a wife. Adoniah would have a claim to the throne, as Avishag was David's personal attendant. Only another king would be able to acquire her. Upon hearing the news, Shlomo HaMelech had Adoniah killed and Avyasar the Kohen banished. The Novi now picks up with the death of Yoav ben Tsruya, the chief general for David. Yoav was now a supporter of Adoniah. David had also felt Yoav to be insubordinate for killing two generals of Yisrael, Avner ben Ner and Amasa. In Pasuk Kofches, Vishama ba'ad Yoav, ki Yoav nata achre Adoniah, va'achre Avshalom lo nata. And the news had reached Yoav because Yoav had supported Adoniah, but Yoav did not support Avshalom. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Tes Amar Aleph, why does the Navi add Yoav didn't support Avshalom? We know that already. The Gemara answers, it seems Yoav had considered in his heart to support Avshalom in the rebellion against David. However, Yoav did not, because he was afraid of David and his men. Pasuk Kofches continues, Vayanas Yoav el Ohel Hashem v'yichazek es karnos ha-mizbeach. And Yoav then ran to the Mishkan of Hashem and grabbed the corners of the altar. Shlomo HaMelech heard what Yoav was doing, then ordered Benayahu ben Yehoyada to kill Yoav. Benayahu told Yoav to leave the Mizbeach. Yoav told Benayahu, no, I will die here. Benayahu told Shlomo what Yoav was doing. Shlomo then ordered Benayahu to kill Yoav. Shlomo related Yoav killed two innocent generals, Avner ben Ner and Amasa, behind my father David's back. Benayahu then proceeded to kill Yoav. Yoav was killed and then buried in his home in the desert. The Bemidbar Rabbah points out, why did David want Yoav dead? Because David wanted to bring Yoav to Olam Hava, because David knew death would atone for Yoav's crime. It would be a kapara for Yoav. The Gemara in Makos, Yerbeis Amar Aleph, Yoav made two mistakes. One, you're only not allowed to kill someone who is on top of the Mizbeach. Yoav had grabbed the sides of the Mizbeach, thinking he would be protected from death. Two, only the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash has the ability to protect people from death, not the Mizbeach that was located in the Mishkan in Shiloh. The Bemidbar Rabbah points out and relates, Yoav told Shlomo, your father already punished me by cursing me and my family. So please, don't give me both punishments of death and curse. Either kill me and forget the curse, or keep the curse and don't kill me. Shlomo said, okay, forget the curse. I'll just have you killed. And Pasuk Lamed Vav through Membav, which is the end of the Perek, in Lamed Vav it says, Navi now turns attention to the death of Shimi ben Gera. The Navi says, V'yishlach HaMelech v'yikar l'Shimi. And the king sent for Shimi. V'yomer lo b'nei l'cha b'yis b'yushalayim v'yishavta sham. Shlomo said, you should build your house, you should build yourself a house in Yerushalayim, and you need to remain there. V'lo teitim misham ana v'ana. And do not leave. Shlomo continued to tell Shimi, you must stay in Yerushalayim. For the day that you leave Yerushalayim, you will be killed. Shlomo consented. Shimi then consented to Shlomo's words. Note, many Mephorshim learn, Shimi ben Gera was actually Shlomo's Rebbe. The Ramah Wali points out that in a deeper sense, we see the wisdom of Shlomo, because Shimi had been Poygein b'Malchus. He blemished in the kingship of David. Therefore, Shimi was told to remain in Yerushalayim, which is the Ir HaMalchus, the city of Malchus, in order to create a tikkun, a fixing in the Malchus that would bring a tikkun haneshama, a rectification for Shimi. 3 years later, Shimi left Yerushalayim to find his servants who fled to Gath. Shlomo heard Shimi had left. Shlomo caught up with Shimi. Shlomo reminded Shimi of their agreement. Shlomo then told Shimi, "You know all the evil in your heart and what you did to my father David. Hashem is now paying you back, as the kingship of Hashem will be established through my throne forever." Shlomo HaMelech then commanded Benio to kill Shimi. The kingdom was established through Shlomo. And that's the end of the perek. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.